Now, before we go any further, let's assume for the moment that if you're listening to this book, you've already seen the Rocky Horror Picture Show once, if not several times. I mean, I don't want to leap to any huge conclusions or anything, but that's a pretty safe bet, I figure. What's more, if you haven't seen it, do me a favor. Stop listening to this right now, go see the movie, then come back and start listening. And no, I do not mean rent the fucking DVD. I'm saying get out of the house one Friday or Saturday at midnight, see the movie in a theater the way God meant for you to see it, with a cast, the flying props, the callbacks, the works. Why? Because on DVD, and this is just between you and me, Rocky Horror is one unwatchable movie. Truly, it is a real test of endurance. Not that the acting is terrible, it really isn't. Hell, a Tony Award-winning actor and an Academy Award-winning actress are two of the leads, so how bad could it be? And it's not that the music isn't worth the price of admission either. It is. The music is fantastic, actually. In fact, the soundtrack is arguably the best thing about the movie. But yeesh, the plot? Give me a break. All hail to Richard O'Brien and all that, but holy God, I wouldn't write the cliff notes for this flick for all the tea in the busiest tea market in Tea Land on Drink Your Tea Day. And you know what? I'd be willing to bet that almost nobody, if they can avoid it, watches this entire movie from beginning to end on DVD. At least, I can't imagine why anyone would. Now, sit down and listen to the whole soundtrack? Absolutely. I've done it myself more times than can be calculated by NASA engineers. There is at least some enjoyment to be derived from that experience. And of course, you might do well to study the DVD to try and get down one of the parts if you're preparing to appear in the live show. I could see that too. But to sit and watch the whole movie alone in your apartment, to perhaps enjoy the cinematic nuances of the film? No way, Spanish Joe. It makes no sense to me at all. And I've seen the damn thing over 300 times in theaters, so I know what I'm denigrating here, okay? It's no wonder that when the movie was released to unsuspecting audiences back in 1975, there was basically a collective, huh? From the movie-going public. And it was a well-deserved, huh? The film is ridiculously off the wall, and not merely in a John Waters kind of way, although it's ridiculous in that way, too. Hell, there's stuff in it I still don't get, and this movie's in my freaking DNA. So if you haven't seen it, and you want to experience the whole Rocky experience, do yourself a favor and see it live, with a big cast acting it out in front of the screen. It shouldn't be hard to find. The midnight show is still running in most American cities after almost 40 years. Freaky, huh? Now, at this point, I'm going to presume you're wondering, how did it all begin? How did the whole Rocky phenomenon start? Well, here's the truth. I really don't know. Oh, I suppose I could, if I were so inclined, research it for you and give you a breakdown of the whole Rocky history. I could study up and delve into all the historical facts and figures about the Waverly Theater and Sal and Dory and the rest and write you a little book report so you could know everything there is to know about how it all began. Sure, I could. But see, there's just these two things. Number one, given its mysterious provenance, my version of the facts, even if I really stuck to the straight dope to the best of my ability, would, more likely than not, be totally and completely inaccurate. And number two, this isn't a goddamn Rocky history book anyway. If you want to know the complete and total backstory of the Rocky Horror Picture Show phenomenon and how the live show in front of the screen thing all started, my advice would be to go to Wikipedia, or Rockypedia, for that matter, and geek the fuck out. I'm not going to spell it all out for you here. Instead, this is the story of how the downtrodden Hollywood, Florida Rocky Horror castoffs became the one and only high and mighty best fucking cast ever inhabitants of the legendary Deerfield Ultravision movie theater in the year of our Lord 1982. It's a tale of how this cast started from absolutely nothing and rose to, well, not national prominence, I don't want to oversell it, but regional prominence, anyway. It's a chronicle of how a disparate, unconnected band of weirdos, losers, sexy chicks, fat broads, geeks, faggots, dopers, freaks, criminals, complete dorks and goddesses, the underage and the legal kinds, were drawn together in the winter of 1982 and somehow managed to create something so cool it would freeze your balls off just to look at it. So pull up a chair. Here we go.